Now to water and water holders in highly concentrated districts like Renmark and Central Irrigation Trust won't be able to sell their water through the latest round of Murray-Darling Basin buybacks. Only five catchments are eligible for the federal government's tender that opened earlier this week, seeking up to 70 gigalitres in the Southern Basin. For South Australia, only private diverters will be able to sell. Waterfind founder Tom Rooney explains how it'll work.
So first of all, Eliza, the first important component of this is what is that 70 gigalitres or 70,000 megalitres? What is that made up of? And 70,000 megalitres is made up of what we call long-term average annual yield. And long-term average annual yield is the long-term deliverability of a water entitlement. So the government will buy more than 70,000 megalitres of water entitlements to fulfil their 70,000 megalitre long-term average annual yield requirement. Different water rights have different long-term average annual yields. For instance, low reliability or general security water rights in Victoria and New South Wales have a lower long-term average annual yield than, say, a high security water right in South Australia. So that's important to note. So we are expecting to see or estimating to see possibly 90 or 100,000 megalitres of entitlements that will actually be needing to be purchased to fulfil the 70,000 megalitre requirement.
Now, Tom, there has been some concerns and discussion raised around what these buybacks might mean for highly concentrated irrigation districts, for example, in South Australia being RIT, Renmark Irrigation Trust, and CIT, Central Irrigation Trust. But I understand these districts aren't actually included in the districts that can participate in this round.
Yeah, that's right, Liza. So the Commonwealth have announced the ability to buy in five catchments, two in New South Wales, which is Murrumbidgee and Murray, two in Victoria, Ovens and Victoria Murray, and one in South Australia being the South Australian Murray. There's a variety of different zones and water classes that they will look at. The zones and water classes they've also excluded from this tender is those districts in the irrigation infrastructure operator areas, highly concentrated districts such as the CIT and RIT, but also including Murray Irrigation Limited, Murrumbidgee Irrigation Limited, Western Murray Irrigation Limited, and New South Wales. Those districts are excluded from the buyback, and that's come at, it's a mixed blessing, I'd say, in relation to that.
You say it's a mixed blessing. Why is that? What sort of different opinions will there be around these districts being excluded from this round?
So we've got, you know, we've had a lot of conversations with people leading up to this and also since it's been announced. For those people in those highly concentrated areas, such as Remark Irrigation Trust or Central Irrigation Trust, the concern there is, of course, selling water out of those districts and what happens to the townships, which often those districts are sort of huddled around townships, or the townships grew from the irrigation districts. The impacts, the socioeconomic impacts to those townships in relation to water exiting out of those districts and also bearing the fixed charges of running those districts, that is an issue, and it is an issue that the government is trying to work out how they can deal with that. There's a $300 million package of money. So that's on the positive side. From the negative side, or the concerns that we've had with people in those areas, they have been giving us some feedback and saying, well, actually, I want to participate. I want to sell my water because I want to retire, and I might prefer to sell my water to the environment than, say, sell my water to a water investor or an overseas investor. So I want to sell it to the Australian government, but now I can't participate in this process. And it might be that they want to participate in that process because it's their once-off chance to retire. So some of those people, since this announcement, have started to make... There is processes that you can use to actually exit your water out of an irrigation district. So some of those people I know have started those processes. There's a bit involved. But yes, that's why I say mixed blessing. There's positives because we don't have to deal with the intense socioeconomic impacts, but there's negatives for people that wanted to, say, for instance, voluntarily participate in these buybacks through the Commonwealth, and they're excluded to do so at the moment.
That's Waterfind founder Tom Rooney, and he was speaking there to Eliza Berlage.